Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Past couple weeks, there's been a lot of buzz about a book by Michael Sokolov, Warrior Girls, Protecting Our Daughters Against the Injury Epidemic in Women's Sports. And this interested me, not just because of the content being that the way we're training young girls and young women in sports is leading to the young women getting something like 8 times the knee injuries as boys, and also concussions and other injuries that naturally would make any thinking parent very, very concerned about this. What interested me was the response that the author has gotten from those within the training community. Although there are those caring and compassionate coaches who are very, very concerned about making whatever changes they need to make to ensure that young girls are trained differently from boys so they don't sustain these injuries, there are others who see this as an attack on Title IX and their struggle to win young girls the same right to play in sports as boys. And so the issue here is that in those people's minds, political correctness trumps health. Now, I don't have any daughters in sports, but I do have in front of me an article from the June 15, 2008 Journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association. And that article is entitled Prevalence of Risk Factors for HD and CCLD in Dogs, with HD standing for hip dysplasia and CCLD standing for cranial cruciate ligament deficiency. In other words, hip and knee joint problems. This study, and this was not an insignificant study, by the way, the researchers looked at over 1,200,000 dogs. And the results of the study would surely cause any thinking person to think. The study indicated that castrated male dogs have a significantly higher incidence of hip dysplasia, and both castrated males and spayed females are significantly more likely to have cranial cruciate ligament problems. And the prevalence of both hip dysplasia and knee problems increases over time. Dogs less than 4 years old are significantly more likely to have hip dysplasia. Those greater than four are significantly more likely to have knee problems, but the overall incidence of both goes up with age. Now, when I read the study, one of the things I thought was that there are going to be people who will read this article and they'll be furious. They will be furious, not because they want dogs to experience pain and suffering, but they'll see it as a setback for the sacred American institution of spay and neuter. There will be others who will comment in private, you know, these results don't surprise me, but the but being, we fought so hard for universal spay and neuter, something like this could just change everything. So like the knees of our sports-loving girls, the knees and hips of our dogs will continue to break down until health becomes more important than political correctness, the political correctness that keeps us from having meaningful discussions about establishing practices or getting rid of practices that may do more harm than good.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.